Now, an update on a story about a Revere woman who was entangled in red tape over an international adoption. Back in October, Dee Dee Milton was in Kathmandu, Nepal, to adopt a young girl. But after Milton was given custody, she was unable to get her daughter a U.S. visa because the U.S. had shut down all adoptions from Nepal, citing untrustworthy documentation. Milton stayed in Nepal while officials investigated her case. Eventually, she got the visa for her daughter, who's now here. But now Milton is questioning, was the U.S. government right to shut down the adoption program? WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov picks up the story from there.
When I first spoke to Dee Dee Milton, it was via Skype from Kathmandu.
I'm a single woman. The Nepal adoption program was open to single women, and there weren't many that were open to single women, so I did come alone.
Dee Dee ended up spending 5 months living in Nepal, fighting for the right to bring her 4-year-old adopted daughter named Bina home.
I anticipated being in Nepal from August 1st when I left Massachusetts to September 1st, which was the day I was booked to come home.
Dee Dee took out a home equity line of credit to afford living in Nepal, hiring lawyers and investigators to prove her daughter was in fact abandoned.
I was on an unpaid leave from my job, so I literally had no funds coming in the entire time I was gone, and then came home to unemployment.
Unemployed and angry, she asks, why did the State Department hold up her adoption? She was one of 66 Americans with delayed adoptions in Nepal. But having her new daughter, Bina, come home with her has eased the frustration.
Let's make sure Bubba's okay.
Bubba, Bubba.
Bina is now living the life of a typical American toddler. She goes to preschool, visits every day with her grandmother, and torments the cat, Bubba. Janice Jacobs says she understands Dee Dee's frustration. She's Assistant Secretary of State for Consular Affairs. But Jacobs argues Nepal's child adoption system isn't trustworthy.
They estimate, the NGOs with a lot of on-the-ground experience, estimate that perhaps 10% of the children who turn up in orphanages are in fact abandoned.
The State Department worries as many as 90% of children in Nepalese orphanages have been sold by a child trafficker under false pretenses. But Dee Dee is still skeptical. If that's the case, she asks, why didn't the U.S. government find more fraud in the 66 cases it reviewed? All but one have been cleared for visas.
And all of the families and these investigators were able to produce ample evidence proving that the children are not trafficked, that the children are not fraudulent, and that the children are authentic orphans and worthy of a visa.
But fraud is hard to prove, says Connor Grennan. He's the founder of the NGO Next Generation Nepal. He's helped reconnect 400 trafficked children with their families. He says some of the children in orphanages have been kidnapped. Other children have been sold by their families to brokers who claim they will educate and care for them.
They're selling them as domestic servants. And in the worst cases I've seen is that they are actually forging death certificates for families and putting these children up for international adoption. And again, we've seen this.
Grennan says the child trade continues because it's lucrative. Orphanages can make $5,000 a child from an international adoption, a lot of money in a country where more than half of the population lives on less than $1.25 a day. Dee Dee says she feels positive Bina was not trafficked because of the investigation into her case. But given what she's had to go through with the U.S. government to get Bina, she's irritated and worried about how the U.S. policy to close adoption affects other Nepali orphans.
No incidences of fraud have been found, and there are so many children left behind.
Jacobs of the State Department says Nepal has to make sweeping changes to its child welfare system if the U.S. is to reopen adoption.
They have to work on a system that builds in better protections for these children, and they also have to find ways to look for domestic solutions.
UNICEF estimates there are 650,000 orphans in Nepal. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.